100.3 Waterloo Radio.
All right.
Man. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just chill out. We'll get this figured out. This is, man, the second week in a row where we've been having to piece this show together here because of technical difficulties and the whatnot. There we go.
I thought we had time. I thought that one must have cut. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here, do you want to hear my conspiracy theory on this right now?
Are we half an hour late already?
No, no, it's 8:30. This is when we start.
Yeah. This is when the battle starts.
This is when the battle starts. We're starting the battle.
Right. All right. Right. Though that first part was all the pre-show.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, okay. I'll explain what happened.
Okay.
I don't mind explaining.
Sure.
Now, last week, we did a Sound FM promo show.
Yes.
We promoted all other shows that are on Sound FM. And we told them all about our show. We sent it out. We said, check out our podcast. I believe the other shows were jealous of our podcast. They came in, they sabotaged, they stole your headphones. They stole our CD, opening music gone.
Could be.
Stole our background music.
Yeah.
We're running up, turned off the computer so we couldn't even look up stuff on the computer. 2 weeks in a row. I think they're trying to sabotage, seeing what we can deal with. But look, we got the intro going. We got the background music.
Yeah. Hey, we're resilient. We're troopers.
Yeah. Now, just because someone goes in, and now it just so happens to be.
You realize, though, that after we just promoted all of their shows and they said that we did a good job and whatnot, and they enjoyed it and whatnot, if they're listening right now, you just piss them all off again.
No, it's a battle. They're going to bring it to the battle. They tried. They're stealing our stuff, but.
Oh, boy.
So, anyway. I'm just joking. Maybe nobody stole our stuff.
Maybe not.
Maybe it just so happened that we misplaced the earphones, misplaced the CD, misplaced the background music, and are just lucky that the computer hasn't worked for us 2 weeks in a row. It's just all coincidence here at Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get to the winner from last week's battle.
Okay.
Now, actually, let me explain the premise of the show for the new Mono Amigos tuning in and thinking, man, this is some great stuff.
Okay, go on.
So, anyway, I was just thinking about something and it made me laugh. But anyway, the idea behind the show, someone submits a theme.
That's
now,
right.
Even the Mono Amigos are getting a little bit weak.
Because they are.
I'll tell you why in a minute. Someone submits a theme. We each choose four songs based upon that theme. We battle it out here in this octagonal quadrilateral. And then whoever's songs are better, you, the listeners, vote at www.mckennamath.com.
That's right.
Now,
or you can vote in the chat room.
Yep.
Which you can access through mckennamath.com or the Sound FM website. Or you can call us at 519-884-2567.
Exactly. Now, what I was getting to... Oh, the themes that people are submitting. Now, sure, this last theme was submitted by a Mono Amigo. But I think that it's like... I can't even think of the show's name.
I Love Lamp?
What show is that from? He's a radio announcer. No.
WKRP in Cincinnati?
No, he's he's a TV broadcaster. Will Ferrell.
Ron Burgundy.
Yes, and Steve Carell says, I Love Lamp. Now, my point is that people are just saying what's right in front of them. For example, the theme that we're battling out this week is songs somehow tied to the word mother.
That's right.
And it was just Mother's Day.
That's
so
right.
I think people just said it because, oh, I know, Mother's Day, mother.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it ties in. Well, we're all about the zeitgeist, spirit of the times.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever that means.
Zeitgeist actually means spirit of the times.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh. I only know it as propaganda movies.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know.
No,
we often do themes that relate
to
an
event. Sorry, I'm on a negative rant.
You are.
Today.
You are. You're like denigrating the other DJs in this radio station. You're denigrating the Mono Amigos. You're down on mothers.
Jeez. Man.
Poor Mama Steel.
I guess I don't know. Anyway, let's get to the winner from last week.
And you said, and you when you came in, you said I was in a crabby mood.
Well,
now who's in a crabby mood? Maybe I rubbed off on you.
Maybe. Let's get to last week's winner. So if you're wondering why McKennaMath.com, producer Tim's in the back. He tallies up all the votes. Tim McKenna. He's tallied these up. He's given me the envelope. I'm
right.
Checking it out right now. And the winner is DJ Adrock.
Yeah.
Whoa. There are lots of Mono Amigos this year. Whoa.
Yes, thank you, folks.
Wow. Yeah, that
All
was
right.
pretty good. See, they stole our cheers. Damn it. So anyway, let's get to
this week's. Oh wait, we already talked about this week's theme.
Yeah, but we got to get to who's starting this battle off right here.
We're out of sorts today.
Oh,
just completely out of sorts.
Are you ready to rock, scissors, paper it up?
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right. One, two, three, rock!
Yes.
All right.
I'm gonna defer.
Okay, so for those of you listening at home, that means I'm going to start things off here.
That's right.
For
those of you who don't have a dictionary with you.
Shoot. I don't know how this song sounds, so I'm going to put this one. To start the mother theme off. No, I have heard it, but I kind of forget.
Right.
I'm going to go with a band, a double mother one right here to start things off.
Double mother.
Now, the band is called Mother Mother.
Oh.
Mother. Mother Mother.
Yeah.
And I chose the song, and I don't believe it's a single, but I don't know the band that well. Their song, Ghost.
It might very well be a single.
Actually, out of all the ones I listened to, it was pretty good. So it could be a single. I chose the song, Ghosting. I don't know what people's opinions are. Normally, I don't really care, but and I play what I want to play and
right.
things like that, so I don't really know too much about this band. But I don't know about you, but I had a hard time coming up with mother band songs.
I didn't.
No?
No. I thought of a bunch right off the hop, and then I wanted to dig a little deeper and see if I can find some mother songs that I didn't think of right away, that might not be as well known. So I've got a mixture of well known and not so well known.
I think me too. Now you tell me, are these guys well known?
No, I'm not that familiar with Mother Mother.
All right, well, here it is.
Here we go.
Some Mother Mother Ghosting here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
I've been ghosting a long time. ghost out of his head.
That was some Mother Mother. Ow.
That it was.
Right there with Ghosting. Not a bad song, huh?
Yeah, I liked that. I quite liked it.
Yeah, quite an enjoyable little ditty right there.
Yeah, thanks for introducing me to that.
Now, I'm feeling a bit calmer right now for whatever reason. And I'd like to put out a little apology to all the DJs here at Sound FM.
Mm-hmm.
I went off at the beginning, assuming that someone would have tried to sabotage our show.
When really it was just the feelings of frustration that you had from when we first came in here and we were dealing with a few issues.
Yeah.
And I'm sure people can understand that and appreciate it. So.
Yeah. Well, even you, I mean, Jazz was telling you that your levels were too low. You didn't quite have the songs loud enough.
And I appreciate her constructive criticism.
Good.
And I increased my levels.
And I think I may have found our CD. I think it's in the office.
All right.
We'll have to wait and see.
Everything works out in the end.
Yeah.
You know,
you just don't get down. Positive outlook.
Exactly. There you go. Okay, I'm going to get to my first song, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. The first song that I'm going to play is from a band called Scissor Sisters, and the song is called Take Your Mama Out. And it's not intended as in take your mama out as in have her killed or executed or anything like that.
I didn't assume that.
I saw it in your eyes.
Oh, I'm calm now.
Oh, okay. What? Maybe. Yeah.
I assumed it was take her out for dinner or something to that liking.
But anyways, it's a nice upbeat and snappy tune to begin my set here. So hopefully everybody likes it, and it fits the theme because it's about someone's mama. So here you go. This is Take Your Mama Out by Scissor Sisters here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
When you grow up, live like a good boy oughta.
All right. What a song.
And if you'll notice, in the background, that's right, that is our regular background music.
It sure is.
Dino Von Dino helped us out.
Yeah. Now, what happened was I was peering through the window where Tim usually sits. He went off to the washroom for a little bit, and I was looking in the back room, and I saw the CD way in the back. So, you know what? Doubly apology. I was saying someone was hiding it. It was producer Tim trying to sabotage us, throw us for a loop this whole time.
Trying to sabotage his own darn show.
He was the saboteur.
The saboteur. The saboteur.
And then, as soon as I said I saw it, he leaves and goes to the washroom and locks all the doors.
Yeah, so then I had to go downstairs and get Dino Von Dino
yeah.
to help us out.
Wait till Tim comes back.
Oh, he's going to be so peeved.
And on the way out, oh, frig, I'm going to jersey him.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wedgie him while you jersey him.
Nice.
That's right.
He's going to get his ass kicked.
Damn straight, as he deserves it.
So.
Yeah, he's going to get his ass kicked, all right.
You said it. Now, you just heard Take Your Mama Out by the Scissor Sisters.
Oh. The crowd wants us to kick his ass.
Yeah. Kick his ass, Seabass.
Yeah.
So, pretty good start to the show right there, doubly.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Especially that last tune.
Especially both of them, yeah. So I'm going to get to my second one here.
He's so, talking.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get to my second one here. Now, this second one is by the Smashing Pumpkins. That was a weird rim shot. Play it again. That one sounded better that time.
Yeah, I know.
It skipped the first time or something. Oh, you went to a different one?
Nope.
Tell another joke. Go, funny guy. Tell a joke.
You tell a joke, funny guy. You're the funny one. That one sucked.
Okay, so anyways, I'm getting to my second song here. By the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yep.
Now this one, it doesn't necessarily have Mother in the title.
No.
But... this song, back when their album Adore was released, yes. Slightly before that, Billy Corgan's mother died.
Yes,
he wrote this song for his mother. His mother's name, Martha.
Martha.
So for Martha yep. is what the song is called. That's what I'm playing right now. I'm ready to do it.
You're playing it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is for Martha, Smashing Pumpkins here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
All right. There it is, some For Martha by the Smashing Pumpkins. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
There it is. Another good selection there, Steele.
Thanks.
I've liked your song selection so far. What's to say?
Likewise. Now, but it's been 2-1, so I'm looking forward to your seconder here.
Okay, so this next song... Okay, the video of this song is so good that the not being able to see the video is actually a disservice.
Ooh.
And this song is kind of like... it's not one of my typical songs, I wouldn't say.
Well,
but it's kind of humorous.
Run the video so we can watch the video.
Oh, okay.
But keep telling about it while you...
So yeah, this song, the video...
Is it hard to talk about it and search on the...
The video of it has the supermodel, former supermodel, Rachel Hunter in it. And the song is by a band called Fountains of Wayne, and it's called Stacy's Mom, and it's basically about MILFs. And for those who don't know what MILFs are, I'll let you figure that out for yourself.
No, they said it on The Apprentice in one season.
They said what a MILF is?
Yeah, mothers I'd like to fool around with.
Oh, there you go. I guess that works. So anyways, if you can watch the video of this and you haven't seen it, check it out. It's it's always nice looking at Rachel Hunter, who plays Stacy's mom in this video. So here you go, the song about MILFs for you people. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, this is Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. She's got it going on.
We'll be right back.
All right, there it is. Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne there on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono.
Did you like the video there, Steele?
Now, without the video, I think that would have been a terrible selection. But
but it's just a funny song.
Yeah.
Because it's about, you know, how this girl thinks this guy's into him, but he's not. He's into her mom.
Yeah.
And he hangs out with her to catch glimpses of her mom.
Yeah.
It's a different song.
It is. Not bad.
Happy Mother's Day. Hey, if Rachel Hunter, the former Mrs. Rod Stewart, was somebody's mother, one of my childhood chums' mothers, I think I may have hung out at their house quite a bit as well.
See, I had no idea who it was. Former Rod Stewart wife, you're saying.
That's right.
Huh.
But before she was Rod Stewart's wife, she was a supermodel. She was a big Sports Illustrated model.
Interesting. Before she was his wife.
That's
so
right.
Was this before this video? Like, was it before they got married?
She's fairly, she's probably in her 40s in that video.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Look at all this knowledge you learn right here. Yeah.
Dropping knowledge on you about Rachel Hunter.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Why don't you give us a halfway recap?
DJ Steele has played Mother Mother with Ghosting and the Smashing Pumpkins for Martha. Whereas DJ Adrock here has played Scissor Sisters, Take Your Mama Out, and Fountains of Wayne, Stacy's Mom. So, it's time for the three-quarter pull right here.
That's right.
Now, I got some big ones. Now, actually, this first one, you know, I bought these guys' album a while ago, and I enjoyed the album. But as soon as the song got so big,
yeah,
and was on Guitar Hero, and I kind of stopped listening to them.
Yeah.
But now they're coming out with a new album.
Mm-hmm.
The song I'm going to get to is from their new album. I'm talking about the band Wolf Mother. And I'm going to play one of their new songs here. I'm going to get to New Moon Rising. I believe this is off one of their new albums.
Okay.
I'm going to cue it up. Some Wolf Mother. Let's see how it applies there. Even wolves have mothers. I didn't have a good segue.
Clearly. It's okay. You can't always have a good segue.
No.
Actually, wait. Can you give that one to me one more time?
Even wolves have mothers.
Okay. All right, so let's just play it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
You know what?
What?
Now that everything's back to normal, we have the regular sound effects.
Yeah, but I like being able to control it too. Not just Tim. Screw you, Tim. I'm going to take some control over here.
Plus, Tim still hasn't come back after hiding our stuff.
I know. He said he was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I think he bolted because he felt so bad.
Yes. All right, so let's get to it here. Some Wolf Mother, New Moon Rising, here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Temperatures are rising. I see the factory is burning.
right. There it is. Some Wolf Mother, New Moon Rising, right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono, what'd you think of that one?
I liked it. So that was one of their new ones?
That was off a newer... Well, it wasn't off that first album. I don't exactly know how new that album was.
Right.
But yeah, it was off of a newer album.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Very good. Good. Man, we got a solid show going on right now.
I know. Like, think of how it started.
We're both praising each other's shows. Yeah, this show started really crappily. I was in a foul mood when I got here. Then we were all flustered because nothing was right in the world, at least the world of the studio here.
Yeah.
Then you were in a foul mood. And but now, geez, the show has
gone.
Has been turned on its ear. And because once we start playing music, we start playing good music, and things start working out. Okay, so my next song is a song by an artist by the name of Sufjan Stevens. Or Sufjan Stevens. From his album Illinois. And the song is called Decatur. And it just makes reference in the song about how his stepmom would take them to Decatur. And it's just a colorful history of that area.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah, but it makes reference to...
His stepmom.
So, yeah. There you go.
They need some love, too, sometimes.
There you go.
A song or two written about them, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, stepmoms, they need that. They need that kind of recognition.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. All right, so here we go. This is Sufjan Stevens with Decatur here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
Our stepmom, we did everything to hate her. She took us down to the edge of Decatur. We saw the lion and the kangaroo take her down to the river where they caught a wild alligator. Sangamon River, it overflowed. Caused a mudslide on the banks of the operator. Civil War skeletons in their graves. They came up clapping in the spirit of the aviator. The sound of the engines and the smell of the grain. We go riding on the abolition grain train. Stephen A. Douglas was a great debater, but Abraham Lincoln was the great emancipator. Chicken mobile with your rooster tail. I had my fill, and I know how bad it feels. Stay awake and watch for the data. No small caterpillar, go congratulator.
right. You just you heard
go. Decatur.
Sam Stevens with Decatur.
Who is that?
Sam Stevens.
Sam Stevens?
Yeah. Oh, man, you know what I just thought of? If Tim's not here, how do we open the vault?
Oh, crap. Okay, I'll go.
Oh, man, now I gotta do this by myself. All right. It is now time for... The Knockout Punch! Wow, you're pretty loud from way over there. No.
Access granted.
Oh, good, you found it.
There we go. See?
There. How did you know where it was?
I've seen him do it before.
I'm
in with... And I'm also in with Mrs. Tim, the producer.
Oh, so you know how to push her button, huh?
That's right.
Well, get it? Wait.
I can make her say access granted.
She gives you access too, huh?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, now this... So that means this is our knockout punch.
That's right.
This is the big one.
Yep.
It comes down to this. This is the one that stays in your minds forever. Now, I went with a song... Now, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to mention it to you, and I bet you you'll know who the band is, because I said this, I think, 2 weeks ago, or last week, or whenever we had a battle last. I said to you, it's weird, I've been playing this band a lot lately.
Okay.
Band name?
Tea Party.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing. So, I was trying to think of songs that involved Mother, right? And the first thing was, I thought of a line in this song. Then I looked it up to make sure that this song was about a mother and whatever. What the song actually is about is, it seems to me like it's a father and son who go to war. The father dies and he's coming back and he's telling his mother about this. Right? And it talks right. about mother in it. So okay. Anyway, I'm researching this. And guess what just happened last month as I was starting to play a whole bunch of Tea Party?
Somebody went to war and then they came back and told them about it.
No, not only that. Almost better than that. Well, different than that. Tea Party got back together last month.
Shut up.
And I've been playing them for about 2 months.
Maybe that's why.
That's what I'm saying. Now, a whole bunch of bands have been catering to. We've gotten interviews with bands. The Smashing Pumpkins are releasing songs exclusively to coincide with our show. And now we start playing a bunch of Tea Party, and the Tea Party get back together, and they're playing a little tour. There's no mention of new material coming out yet, but they're going to do a bunch of shows. Can you believe it?
I can't even believe it.
Tea Party. Tea Party. So anyways, if you don't know of Tea Party, they are a bit of an older band. They've been broken up for a little bit. Absolutely great band. So I'm going to get to a song right here called Save Me by the Tea Party on our Mother Battle. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono.
Must leave you tonight, my love. Remember.
your brother. This is easy to understand, my son. There is no other. I cannot pretend to love this man like my father. I cannot pretend, mother, there is no other. She says, save me. Save me.
This sucks because I really have enjoyed your selections this week.
Well,
and
thanks.
I hate when that happens because, you know, we're supposed to be competing against one another. And so when I like your selections, that's me endorsing my opponent.
Well, you know, yours have been really good too, except for the one, but with the video made it better. And then you've been saying this knockout punch is going to be good.
So anybody who is... Before you vote, anybody who's listening, whether it be live or on the podcast, before you vote, make sure you look on YouTube, Stacy's Mom, and watch the video before you vote, before you judge me too harshly.
Yes.
On that song.
So I might get all the female votes.
You might, but the females the females might like the video as well. You never know.
Oh, we're not saying that you don't have to.
Man. Jeez, you're just... You're just pissing off everybody today.
It's too bad. Yeah.
So it's probably fitting that I'm going to knock you out with my knockout.
We'll
punch.
See.
And because guess what? Because guess what?
What?
Mama said knock you out. Oh!
Yeah?
That's right.
Well,
that's
what song are you going to play?
Mama said knock you out.
Oh, yeah?
What other song would you play for your knockout punch in a theme about mothers? To me, as soon as we had this theme, that's the song. I was like, that's my knockout punch right there. Because it's a knockout. It's about knocking people out. That's the song you can do. Knock you out.
Yeah, but when have you ever done what your mama said?
I sometimes do. Oh, snap. All right, so here we go. This is DJ Ad-Rock's knockout punch. This is Mr. L. Ladies.
Sorry,
guys. This is Mr. Ladies Love Cool J with Mama Said Knock You Out here on 100.3 Sound FM. You're listening to the Mono A Mono Show.
Come on, man. And with the DBC News, Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo, but tonight,
don't call it a comeback. Just getting warm, just like Muhammad.